कुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So today we will discuss the five names from 96th Nama to the 100th Nama. So again, before we start, it's good to always remember that the Devi who is worshipped, Devi who is praised in Lalita Sahasranama is none other than Nirguna Parabrahman. And it is that Nirguna Parabrahman, Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam, by knowing which, by knowing whom, everything else becomes known. This is the concept that we find even in Chandogya Upanishad, where the Upanishad says, Yatha Saumya Ekena Mritpindena Sarvam Mrinmayam Vijnatam Syat Vacharambanam Vikaro Namadheyam Mritigetyeva Satyam. Oh dear, even as by knowing a piece of mud, all objects made of mud is known, similarly know that Vacharambanam Vikaro Vikaraha, modification which arises out of word, out of a name, namam, namadheyam, it is just a name, mrittiketyeva satyam, mrittika, or mud alone is the truth. And this is the same thing that Shankara resonates as in Brahmajnanavali Mala as gatakudhyadikam sarvam mrittika matramevahi tadvad brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta dindima. Gatam, pot, kudyam, wall, everything are mud alone. Similarly, the entire world is Brahman alone. Nama rupam, asti bhati priyam rupam, namam chetyam shapanchakam, adhyatrayam brahma rupo, jagad rupo tatodhayam. Drishya Viveka also says that whenever we see an entity, we can split it into five components or five parts. We cannot call it exactly parts, but in a way part we can say. Asti bhati priyam, or sat chit anandam, and then nama rupam. Of these five, first three, sat chit anandam, denote Brahman, whereas nama rupam denote jagat. So the entire world is pervaded by Brahman. It is Brahman because nama rupam is only an illusion, and it is that Brahman who is the substratum of the Namarupam. Thereby, even as by knowing gold we know all golden ornaments made of gold, Kanakaika Mahabuddhi, similarly when we know Brahman, everything becomes known. It is that Brahman who is praised in Lalita Sahasranama as Devi or Lalita Ambika or Shiva Shakti or Parashakti. All are different names, different namas. The truth is one alone. Unless we concentrate, always we concentrate on this truth, whatever we do, whatever we actions we do, wherever we are, irrespective of all conditions, everything, irrespective of everything, we have to always contemplate on it. This is what is called Nididhyasanam. Tabhyam nirvichikitse arte chetasastapitasya yat ekatanatvametaddhi nididhyasanam uchyate. Vidyaranya in the first chapter of Panchadashi says that tabhyam, once we have done shravanam and mananam on nirguna brahman, advitiya nirguna brahman, then nirvichikitse arte, that artham, that object of brahman, which is in fact not an object at all, from the Vyavaharika level, from a seeker's perspective, it is an object. That object which is nirvichikitsam, Nihi vichikitsam. Vichikitsam means doubt. Vichikitsa means doubt. Nirvichikitsam means that which is without any doubt. So without any doubts, chetasastapitasya, fixing the mind onto that Brahman, ekatanatvam, and just that one thought of Brahman alone, that is called nididhyasanam, and that will lead us to bliss. That will lead us to anandam, which is the goal of life. Sajatiya pravahascha vijatiya tiraskritihi. Shankara, in Aparoksha Anubhuti, he defines Niyama, one of the 15 sadhana that he gives there. One of the sadhana is Niyama. He says, Sajatiya pravaha, like flow of one continuous or the same thought, and Vijatiya tiraskritihi, any other thought negating. So negation of thought doesn't mean we cannot have worldly thoughts or we cannot do actions. Doing actions like a worldly person, but still internally asserting always that everything is Brahman. That is the state. So antah merumiva, Yoga Vasishta says in one place that antah merumiva bahis bahi swachanda, I forgot the shloka, swachanda charinaha, swachanda shalinaha, something like externally doing actions like a worldly person, internally being unaffected, internally strong like the Meru Parvatam, strong and always focused on Brahman. And that's the same thing that Krishna says in Gita, third chapter of Gita. He says that even as a worldly person does action, I don't remember the shloka, so even as a worldly person does an action, similarly a vidwan or a jnani has to do the action, but without getting attached. And attachment can be overcome when we know that everything is namarupam. Namarupam is mithya, that means there is only Brahman. That means externally we will do all actions as is required, internally always calm. So if when something happens, something bad happens, still we may react externally, but internally we will be laughing at the reaction. Internally there is only anandam. We will be able to rejoice in bliss while seeing this big nadakam or big play, big drama of the world. That is the goal of life, and that goal can be achieved if we have to gain concentration on Brahman or contemplation on Brahman. We need to know about Brahman. We need to focus a lot on Brahman, Shravanam and Mananam. So a little bit of Shravanam as well as making the intellect or the mind capable of contemplating always on Brahman through Upasana, that is being fulfilled through Lalita Sahasranama. The various Namas of Devi speak about Brahman, that make us remember or do Mananam or Nididhyasanam of Brahman, and continuous chanting of the Nama or daily chanting of the Nama helps in Upasana, helps in strengthening the mind for Nididhyasanam. So Shravana Manana Nididhyasanam as well as Upasana, strengthening, making oneself eligible for Nididhyasanam is the purpose of Lalita Sahasranama. So the next Nama, the 96th Nama, is Akula. So Akula, so Kulam. So Kulam. Kulam means the Shachakras are called Kulam. So we have seen like many meanings of Kulam. So one of the meaning of Kulam is the Shachakras are called Kulam, and Akula means one who is beyond Kulam, beyond the Shachakras. That means one who is situated in Sahasraram, one who is beyond the Shachakras. The next Nama. So the next few Namas are about, or the previous few Namas as we discussed, that they are about Kundalini. So the Shachakras mean the various activities, various levels, various planes at the Vyavaharika level. Once we go beyond them, then we will get eternal bliss. Once we go beyond them, that is when we attain or realize the infinite, unlimited Brahman or Devi. So a Mahatma or a Jnani is always beyond all this. He may be appearing as doing worldly actions, but still he is not at the Vyavaharika plane. So at the Vyavaharika level, as Vedanta says, we have the panchakoshas, different planes, physical plane, mental plane, a little bit more intellectual plane, ignorance plane, where we have many different planes, different levels. All those are denoted by the Kundalini, by the Shat Chakras, sorry, not the Kundalini, I'm sorry, by the Shat Chakras. And the Shat, when we go beyond the Shat Chakra, when the Kundalini, the Jiva, who is seemingly limited, seemingly captivated in the Shat Chakras, among the Shat Chakras, he shakes off the bond or the bondages or the association, Adhyasam is broken. Jiva realizes that in fact he is an illusion, but he is a reflection of Kudastha or Devi. And when he realizes that, the reflection vanishes and it becomes one with Devi, which is denoted by the Kundalini reaching the Sahasrara. So that is what the next few namas speak about. So the next nama, 97th nama, is Samayantastha. So Om Samayantasthaye Namaha. So Samaya, we have heard this word in Saundari Lahari. So Samaya is one of the techniques in which we meditate, contemplate on Devi along with Sadashiva, Shiva and Shakti in our heart. So heart is also called a cave, heart cave or heart akasham. So dahara akasha rupini, dahara akasham, hridaya akasham or dahara akasham, the space in the heart, that means the place where consciousness resides, the place where Devi is. Oh, if Hridayam is Devi, is there in Hridayam, then what about Sahasraram? So Sahasraram is a way. Hridayam here doesn't mean physical heart, it means the same as Sahasraram. It is that place where, from where everything starts. It is not Anahata Chakram, but it is Hridayam, the place from where everything starts. And Kundalini, Sahasraram denotes a step-by-step process of eliminating each and every bond so that finally we realize Devi. So Samaya Antastha, one who is in Samaya, so a person who does Samaya worship, who worships Shiva and Shakti as one. Shiva and Shakti as one means Maya and Brahman as one, which means creation and Brahman as one, which means worshipping Advitiya Brahman. So one who worships Advitiya Brahman in whatever way, maybe internally worship as everything as an illusion, or externally be like an avaduta, behave weirdly because you see only Brahman, you are not bound by rules, or just try to see everything externally as Ishvara, call everyone Ishvara, call everyone Krishna, call everyone Amma or child, like Amma says, Mohan, Mool. So when Amma went through Krishna Bhavam, she used to call everybody as father and mother. So that way also we can do. So whatever way we take, or whatever is the path that we take, that doesn't matter. The way we take doesn't matter. But concentrating on Advitiya Brahman, then Devi is present in that. Devi is present in that means such a worship, such a practice will lead us to Anandam. Such a practice will lead to Anandam. So Devi resides in this worship means that if we do this worship, if we see Brahman everywhere, if we do this Advitiya Puja, then we will get Devi. The fruit of Devi is nothing but Anandam or eternal bliss. That is what is the meaning of this Nama. The next Nama is, 98th Nama is Samaya, Om Samayachara Tatparaye Namaha. Samayachara Tatpara. So Samaya Acharam, this way of worshipping, Samaya means like trying to worship, do the Upasana. So Samaya Acharam, one who does Samaya Acharam, one who does Samaya worship, Devi likes that person a lot. Tatpara, Devi is attracted to Samaya Acharam. If Devi is situated in Samayam, that means Devi likes Samaya Acharam, which means Devi is very attracted to Samaya Acharam, which means Devi will bless people who are doing Samayacharam. So Samaya, this worship we already discussed. So Samayachara Talpara is almost the same as Samayantastha. One way is telling is Devi resides there. That is one way of telling. Another way of telling is that Devi is attracted to Samayam. That means Samayacharam. That means Devi is in Samayam, and a person who is doing Samayam, Devi will be attracted. That means Devi will bless such a person, which means such a person will realize Brahman, such a person will gain Anandam. This is the same as what Vedanta says. So the next few namas speak about the different granthis in the heart, or the various granthis that Vedanta as well as Shakta system speak about. So the very first granthi is considered the Brahma granthi. So Brahma granthi denotes the bond or the granthi or the knot of action. So Vedanta considers that Vedanta speaks about three knots, or Shankara also says in many places about samsaram, or how does dukkham come. So there are three steps for dukkham. So the first is that a person fails to understand, fails to remember, fails to apprehend his very nature of bliss, his very nature of unlimited or infinite state, his very nature of peace, his very nature of being everything, his very nature of being content, satisfied, full or purnam. And since a person, this means this is called ajnanam, a person doesn't know. How he doesn't know, why he doesn't know, there can be no reasons. If somebody asks a person, do you know nuclear science? He'll say, no, I don't know. How come you didn't know? Why you didn't know? That cannot be really answered. I didn't learn. Why didn't you learn? To learn nowhere. So ajnanam or ignorance is something which is there. When it is there, we cannot find its cause. We can just eradicate it. We can just remove it. And why is it that we cannot find its cause, find the reason for it? Because once we remove ignorance, we will realize that there is no ignorance even to remove. While we are in the dream world, we cannot say remove dream world, or dream world, where did it come from? We cannot answer it. As long as a person is in the dream world, he cannot find out where the dream world came from. He has to come out of the dream world. Once he comes out of the dream world, he will realize that there is no dream world. So Amma gives an illustration in from Amma's heart. So she says that the entire world is like a big forest. So it is one. Like if we have to really know the forest is one. But as long as we are inside the forest, we will see various trees, various animals, various branches, everything will be duality everywhere. We will not be able to know the tree in full. Once we come out of the forest, then we will be able to see that it is in fact everything is but one. So as long as we are in the world, as long as we are in ignorance, we cannot find out what is really ignorance, where it came, etc. Once we come out, we will realize that the duality, even like the various trees and all, they don't exist. There only is one entity, which is Brahman, which cannot be ignorant at all. So the only thing we can do now is, if ignorance is there, the only thing we can do is we can try to remove it. So ignorance, when a person is ignorant of his own peace, his own bliss, then obviously he seeks bliss. So bliss or perfection or satisfaction, contentment, all these are synonyms. They are not synonyms in English, but they are synonyms in Vedanta. They all denote moksha. So that is what a person seeks. So once a person doesn't have what he doesn't have, he starts seeking it. So out of ignorance comes desire for perfection. Ignorance is called avidya. Desire is called kamam. And when a person doesn't stop with desire, he desires and then he acts. That means he brings out action. So that is what is the last one, avidya, kamam and karmam. So these three are called knots of the heart. So that knots, which as long as they are there, will not be able to realize Brahman, will not be able to be blissful. Vidyate hridaya granti chidyante sarva samshayaha kshiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. Mundaka Upanishad says that vidyate hridaya granti, hridaya granti vidyate, the knots of the heart are broken. That's what the Upanishad also says. So these knots of the heart have to be broken. So what are these knots? Are they like knots of ropes? So they are subtle, at the subtle plane. They are not at the physical plane. So at the subtle plane, these knots can be considered, or they can be, we can imagine or think about them as thoughts, or the association. We can consider them something as the relationship between the various shariras and the Atman. Is there any real relationship possible? There is no real relationship possible, but still there is a adhyasam. Because of adhyasam, there is a relationship. That relationship is called relationship or association is called knots of the heart. So Vrayashir Anna, in his Tamil Lalita Sahasranama Bhashyam, he says these knots are vasanas. So those are different ways of explaining it, but these are at the subtle plane. These knots mean that the Atman is related or associated, due to ignorance, associated with the bodies, various bodies and things. So here the next 6-7 namas speak about the various knots of the heart and breaking them. So the next nama, 99th nama, says Mooladhara Ika Nilaya. So one who is situated in Mooladharam. So as of now, we can say, oh Devi, Mooladhara Eka, who is specifically situated in Mooladharam. How is this possible? Devi is situated in Sahasraram. How in Mooladharam? So from our perspective, from ignorant perspective, from an Ajnani's perspective, from a Sadhaka's perspective, Devi is in Mooladharam. Devi is in Mooladharam in a limited way, or seemingly limited Jiva. Jiva is a reflection, but it is in fact one with Brahman. So that Jiva is Devi. So from our perspective, Devi is in Mooladharam, the Kundalini Shakti. So that is what is meant here. The next nama is Brahmagranti Vibhedini. Om Brahmagranti Vibhedinyai Namaha. So one who removes the knot of Brahmagranti. So the three knots that we set, they span across two chakras, but starting from one chakra. So Mooladharam and Swadhisthanam. So Mooladharam and Swadhisthanam, the nearby chakras, and then Manipurakam and Anahatam, and then Vishuddhi and Ajna Chakram. So Mooladharam and Swadhisthanam, they both together, that's why the nama of Mooladharika Nilaya. So next will be Manipuram, and finally culminating in Ajna Chakram. So the three focus points of the three chakras where, and nearby chakras where these granthis are there, is first is Mooladharam. That means Mooladharam and Swadhisthanam. We mentioned Mooladharam because it is a starting one. So there Brahma Granthi. So Brahma Granthi denotes action. So the next is Manipurakam. Manipurakam and Anahatam, they both together. So Manipurakam is where Vishnu Granthi or desires, Kamam, is there. And then Ajna Chakram is the ending one. Therefore, instead of Vishuddhi, going by the order, Vishuddhi should be mentioned, but Ajna Chakram is mentioned because it is the last one. So Vishuddhi, Ajna Chakram, and Vishuddhi, there is Rudra Granthi, which denotes Avidya. So Avidya, Kamam, and Karmam. So starting Devi from Sahasraram, Brahman comes into Avidya. Why, when, where cannot be answered. So Avidya, and then passes from Ajna Chakram to the next chakra, and then he passes through the Anahatam to Manipurakam, and desire starts, and then through Swadhisthanam and Mooladharam, action starts. So sexual activity is where a person is born. So action, start of action at the Vyavaharika level is through sexual activity. Therefore it is called that way. That's also the reason why many sadhakas, many many people in the world, like sannyasis and others, they control sexual activity because that means basically controlling actions or trying to control actions, controlling one's passion and thereby realizing Brahman or raising the Kundalini Shakti which has come down. So Brahma Granthi means the knot which denotes karma, Vishnu Granthi means the knot which denotes kamam, and Rudra Granthi denotes avidya. And when all these three knots are broken, then a person gets sudha or amritam or eternal bliss. That is what the next nama. So this is Brahma Granthi Vibhedini. So the Devi is one who is there in Mooladharam, but who helps in removal of Brahma Granthi, breaking the knot of Brahma Granthi. So from karma, negate karma by being just a mere, by being akarta, akartrutvam initially, externally at least, do good karmas, do good nishkama karmas, and then to the mental level, remove all kamas, that means total surrender, total offering, which in turn leads to the state of sakshi, the state where person is not the doer, where there is no ego, that means there is no ajnanam as well, which means anandam. So we'll discuss these granthis in detail in the next day. Namaskar.